بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلوك التصوف one is called riyazat and one is called mujahida. We have to understand what's the meaning of these things. Riyazat means that you have lessened certain things which is permissible, but you have to take the permission of the Shaykh. You must not do anything without his permission. Many people today read a lot of books of Sufism, but due to lack of understanding or just getting enthusiasm, you know, they get into those conditions, they begin to follow that book. Now those people of those days, they are of that kind that Allah gave them so much of strength, that very little they eat, but they have so much of strength. Now just imagine just one badam for the whole month. If you're going to become that, you become a dead guzu. No one will look at your face. So don't look at other things, don't read those things in the books. And we're going to follow those things. Or you heard one person now read the thing that he slept only for 2 hours, 1 hour. Now you begin to do those same things too, because you've got no one to follow. So you just read one book, and you see the condition of this great saint, the Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, for 40 years, with one wuzu, Isha and Fijr. Well, let me do that also. You cannot do it. The strength of those days were different, the strength of these days are different. We have to follow someone who will guide you what to do. Even zikr also, if you read something in a book, some kitab, and let me read this kitab, and this buzu, let me read the zikr also. And you come to your sheikh and tell, don't read it. But you say, I'm enjoying it. But you don't know that enjoyment will lead to. Hazrat Munashir Mughwai rahmatullah alayhi, his murid, began to read zikr of some kind. His condition became like he used to see different things. So the Thangal Mughwai rahmatullah said, don't do it. Stop it. But you see, when you go against your sheikh, this is going to happen. He said, no, I'm enjoying doing it. What a chuck. They only say it once. He lost his head after that. He became insane. So we must not read books of any kind and just do what they want to do. You need someone to guide you. If we tell you, listen to me, you're eating so much bread, eat that much bread only. You don't look at that person. If you say, no, you're eating less bread, but eat more bread. If you say, no, you're sleeping less, but this, you eat more, sleep more. Now, when you see what they are doing, you must not do the same thing. Because you don't know what is good for you. Many a time the Shaykh, when they don't eat the Tahajjud namaz too. Now you get surprised. But he knows why he's saying that. So everything he prescribes is not for his benefit, it's for your benefit. When you go to a doctor, doctor, don't eat this, don't eat that, do that, it's not because of his benefit, it's because of your benefit. So like by the Shaykh will tell you, you enjoy waking up in early part of the morning, but you don't know what's happening to you. Then you tell your Shaykh, this thing was happening to you, it's, from there he begins to prescribe, and now you should be only wake up the last part of the night. Today people got so much of joy, they wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they carry on going all night. Yes, the easiest way is to wake up the last part of the night. I should see Hazrat Ji, like now it's 4 o'clock to wake up at a good time. At least you had 6 hours sleep. 6 hours sleep, almost 7 hours. After Fijr, you don't sleep. But the 7 hours would give you so much of strength that you enjoy doing, making ibadah and everything else. So eating also must be the same too. Don't say now, hey, now let me eat less. Yes, if he tell you eat less, you eat less. Like one person, he came to one khanqa and he was eating 45 rotis. Now you're laughing, 45 rotis. So the Shaykh told, listen, it is normal in the majlis, must eat less. So he ate 15 rotis. Now the person went and complained to the Shaykh, Hazrat, this person eating 15 rotis. The Shaykh did not know, he called him up, he said, Bhai, what's wrong with you? You're eating 15 rotis? He said, Hazrat, what can I tell you? I was eating 45 rotis. You told me, you'll eat less, I'm eating 15 rotis. The Shaykh said, yeah, I must eat 15 rotis. So what is it that everyone must know what is good for them? Now, there was a very big buzruk. The amount of ibadah that he should make is so unreal that he eats so much too. That food was not sufficient for the ibadah that he was making. Because that ibadah of his was so high. So for him, that food was right. So everyone got his own. You must know what to do. But in these days, we have to eat moderation. In moderation is very important. So we don't eat when we are hungry. We eat as time is up for it to eat. It's a family time now. Not hungry, but you must sit down to eat. That's not the way to work. When you're hungry, you must eat. If you're not hungry, you must not eat. Now that's we are spoiled to see. So we have to learn to manage ourselves the right way. Then only you find the barakat in your life when your health is good also. So riyazat is necessary, is not necessary too. So it says eat well, sleep well too. The only thing Hazrat is to say, the two things that what you must keep away from, which is most dangerous and harmful, is to talk less and to meet less. The two things is most harmful for the Sufi. If a person taking the road to Sufism, these two things is like faras on him. Meet less and talk less. Sad to say, these two things are very rife at the moment. Everyone wants to meet someone and someone. If you don't, you've got no work to do to meet someone. It is so harmful for you, you don't understand. And talk less. You do not understand, when you talk less, you've got a lot of izzat. When you begin to talk too much, you lose your respect. Why must you talk? If two people are talking, you want to also talk them. So these two things are so important. Talk less and meet less. That is the road to Sufism, that you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, not to talk to anyone else. So how important it is. You know, sometimes you find a sheikh, a murid come and sit by a sheikh. The sheikh don't speak to him, he doesn't speak to you, he doesn't speak to the sheikh too. But you don't know if they speak among themselves. They make zikr of all kinds. See, the road to Allah Ta'ala is, I must not forget Allah. And the only way is, I must make zikrullah all the time. Zikr all the time. Wa qiyama wa qu'uda wa ala junubi. Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran, when lying down, walking, talking, wherever you are, you're making a zikr of Allah. Whatever zikr you're making, what's in the Hafiz Quran? He reads Quran all the time. When make zikr all the time. He's keeping away from all kinds of sins, because the sins is the worst thing. Remember Allah, that the worst thing today is you must have, the best thing today you must have hate for sins. Until and unless you don't have hate for sins, you commit sins. You commit sins, you don't have hate for sins. You must have hate for sins, that sin is a sin. You don't ask this question, is it minor or major? A Muslim who got iman will never ask, is it a minor or major? It's a sin, it's a sin. I must not keep Allah Ta'ala unhappy. That must come strong. Allah must be happy with me. I'm not keeping unhappy. That is why today you'll find the sin is so ripe today. You know, the Buzuqan Adin says, when Malak al-Maut, when he comes to a person and he wants to take out his ruh, at that time he says, give me extension of time. Give me some time so I can make Tawbah. And then he says, please with him, he said, give me one day also. I'll make Tawbah. He said, give me 1 hour too. I'll make Tawbah. At that time, only one thing comes into the Malak al-Maut says, you had enough time. All kind of time you had. You had all the signs also. You found people passing away too. It was a sign for you. You had gray beard came into you, it was time for you to know that you're going to pass away. All these things were reminders for you. You never, وَجَاكُمْ نَذِيرٌ Allah said. They were reminders all the time. You did not take lesson from it. Now today you're asking me to give you a time. To give you a time. There's no time. Then Allah, then number one called more to this, take out the roof. Allah Ta'ala decide then whether you're going to go to Jannat and Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala amin iman. Keep away from sins. Tawbah is very important. Look, he's asking for extension of time. He says, give me time so I can make Tawbah. That's the only reason he's asking for. Please, Malakul Maud, give me time so that I can make Tawbah now so that Allah can forgive me. He says, too late. There's a Sakarat time when Malakul Maud comes to a person. This is the condition of that person. He begins to beg and cry. And at that time, the soul becomes worried too. You know, what will be his position? However, that is one thing. The second thing is this matter, when a person is born, the baby is in the stomach of the mother, Allah Ta'ala says to the baby, that remember, I have brought you in this world pure. Allah puts that in it. Whatever you have, you came out pure. Remember that you must fulfill my commands properly. When you come to dunya, Allah Ta'ala says to the baby, you have come in this world pure. That's what Hazrat used to tell us. When a child comes out from the body, from the mother, it is so pure that it's lower mehfuz. You know lower mehfuz? That's why you have to be very careful what you do, how you act. How you react in front of them. As a child is growing 1 year, 2 years, 1 year, 2 years, maybe 6 months, you may be thinking that child is just looking at you and smiling. You do not know that while a child is looking at you, it's actually recording everything what you are doing. If the husband and wife are using vulgar languages and they're fighting each other, it's only recording. You can't speak. It's a lower mahfuz. You're giving a small child a cell phone to look at it. It's enjoying itself. You don't know what's happening to the child. They go to that extent to be surprised what happens to them. And as Hazrat Thani Rama says, as time goes by, when they reach a certain age, they rewind. They rewind. And thereafter they begin to say certain things. You think, what happened here now? Where did I learn from? It's all the time it was you that brought that in the condition of the child. You did not bring up the child the correct way. So how harmful it is that you must remember that you can remember. That is that a time Allah says to them that I brought you pure. You know, remain pure. I want you to explain pure. Pure in every sense, you must remain pure. That you must fulfill all my commands. You must keep me happy. And at time when the person passes away, then Allah Ta'ala is saying one thing now. I want to ask you, how did you spend your life? Allah Ta'ala wants to know, how do you spend your life in this world? Allah will question, how did you spend your time? And then if you spend in the correct way, then Allah Ta'ala will give you jannat. So before all that coming, we have been told to this, all things going to happen. Then what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is this, now that we have committed so much of wrongs, so much of sin we have committed, only one way to come out of it is Tawbah. Tawbah is something Allah Ta'ala prescribed for us, everyone. Make Tawbah, I'll forgive you. No matter how big the sin is, you make Tawbah, I'll forgive you. Allah says that you make Tawbah. أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الظَّمِّكَ مَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَا نَبِيكَ The person who makes Tawbah is like a person who did not commit a sin at all. Just imagine, the Pharisees forget their sins too. Everyone forget their sins, but Tawbah is something you must always continue to do. Because a person, when he makes his Tawbah, that time his heart becomes completely clear. Completely clear from all sins. Yeah, the condition is that you must know what Tawbah is all about. If you've taken someone's stuff, you have to ask for forgiveness. If you harm someone, you have to forgiveness. Whatever wrong that you stole something, you have to ask for forgiveness. You don't expect you to just ask for make Tawbah and expect that he accept it. There are different kind conditions on it. But you make Tawbah like the people of the past. We heard so much of their stories. When they began to loot everyone, they made sure when they make Tawbah, they began to ask forgiveness to everyone. I've taken this thing, please forgive me. If that person was taking interest usually from people, he made sure he went back to them to give them back the thing or ask them forgiveness. A man does not owe, He was owing money, Hazrat Thani Rahman's murid, that was Hazrat Thani said, told him one thing, now you can ask for forgiveness to everyone. Because he had a bad habit of it. He asked everyone forgiveness. He wrote two letters, and please forgive me. Please forgive me. But there's one Banya. You know, Banya don't forgive, no, then. You know what happened? And he was owing that Banya big money too. But look at his sincerity. He wrote a letter to him and went to him and said, please forgive me. No, he went to person personally. But because of his sincerity, he said, I forgive you. I forgive. So, when he did all that, he started, I want all letters from them to show that they really forgave you. So how important it is that you're thinking that you're reading namaz, you're thinking you're making zikr and tilawat the Quran, alhamdulillah, which is very good, but that guna of that kind, you're owing people money, or you cause any harm to anyone anyway, that forgiveness is something else. That you have forgiveness, then only people don't know about it. And remember this much, that once a person makes tawbah, his heart becomes very pure. Very pure. And the only sign of it this month that he does not want to commit a sin again. How do you come to know a person whose tawbah is accepted? That he does not want to go back to sin again. He does have hate for the sin to that extent. I don't want to go back to sin. No matter what can happen. Remember, shaitan yodhi la hawla la quwwata illa billah. When shaitan comes, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. But nafs is something not worse than shaitan. That you have to fight and fight and fight. You when you make tawbah that you have the bad habit of taking drugs, when you don't go to near again, that's a nafs not to fight. The most difficult thing to do is to fight your nafs. To fight shaitan is very easy. Your nafs tell you you've got this bad habit in you to look at men, or look at boys, look at children, women, this bad habit you got in you. Now the nafs is talking, the easiest way now is to fight your nafs. Fight your nafs. To fight your nafs is very, very difficult, but you fight with that. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So it says very nicely this much, that when a person, when he makes tawbah, that Allah Ta'ala forgives his sin, but when he persists in committing guna, that is bad. No, persist. When he begins to now become strong, you know, talk now, I want to complete guna, I want to come to make guna, and you know, he's making guna, commit guna, I want to make commit guna all the time. And he wants to persist in the thing, and that when the time comes, then he must know his heart becomes very hard. Allahumma al-ifad. Because remember one thing, when the heart becomes very, very weak to accept the iman, then only Allah knows what happens. Only Allah knows that. When a black spot comes one time, you commit guna, one black spot comes in you. And continuously when a black spot is increased and increasing, what happens thereafter? Total darkness. That's why they say when you commit a guna, straight away make tawbah. Do not delay in tawbah. Do not delay in tawbah. Do not say tomorrow I'll make tawbah. Today and today. Keep away from sins. That's the most important. And Nabi Karim Salman said also that person who has virtuous acts, he does virtuous acts. So the virtuous act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like, you know, washes his sins away, just like how you the clothing washes with soap. The soap is clean the clothing. Likewise, a person when takes does virtuous acts, these good acts, through the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins. And one is minor sins, one is major sins. When a person keeps away from major sins, through the minor sins, so Allah Ta'ala forgives his major sins. Just imagine how Allah Ta'ala is. But there must be nothing persist. Do not persist, do not follow that thing amalgam. Because one thing, remember, when it continues, even, and today is sad to see. There are certain kinds of sins today. Certain kinds. The biggest sin is kufr. The biggest sin is kufr. Kufr is the worst sin. Allah does not forget that person. And remember one thing, you can see the worst, biggest sinner in front of you. Until unless you take yourself worse than him, you will not focus. No matter how big the sinner is. You know one great saint, the one big man was worshipping the sun. He should come and meet him every time, make salam in the morning and all. He was 73 years old, and yet he was worshipping the sun. Only one day by mistake, he looked at the sun, Allah's stomach came out in there. His word, Allah's stomach came out, Allah held his hand. Allah held his hand. It just meant Allah's stomach. By mistake, the thing came out from his mouth. Not that he made it for but mistake. He was supposed to say something, I say, Ya Allah, you accepted in one word and so many years I'm worshipping, nothing happened to me. And Allah Ta'ala gave him. It was because he was going to meet the Buzrug, the Buzrug being dwarfed. Just to tell you what can happen. Do not look down at anyone. Do not look down no matter how visceral a person is. Do not take yourself better than him. Because there is something hidden in him which Allah loves, in the end Allah give it to him. And something which you have Allah does not like, Allah can take it to Jahannam. So this sin is so much that kufr is one thing. And do not lose hope in Allah. Do not lose hope in Allah no matter what sin you have committed. Do not think Allah will not forgive me. Allah is most forgiving. Do not feel to yourself, you know, I committed so much sin, there's no way Allah will forgive me. Na'udhu billah. No one can say that. Allah has forgiven all the time to everyone. If Allah can forgive kufr, then what is? There's no bigger sin. People in those days, what sin they have committed. But all that Allah forgave them, just like that. One person came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked one sahabi for us, I think. Nabi comes and I killed so many of my children. My own children I killed, maybe 50, 60. Nabi was surprised because that is something that will any child Allah will forgive me. The small sin this, taking someone's life away. So that was before. But when he came down, Allah forgave them. Allah must have hopes of that Allah forgive me. But do not become daring. You know daring? People become very daring today. Hey, you know me, I commit this sin, man. You say like, what's wrong with you? You know nothing, you man. I commit this sin, I commit that sin. You're wasting, boasting about it. Do not do that. Allahu Akbar. One is a person going to the cinema, he goes quietly. He goes quietly and he comes out quietly. You don't want anyone to see him. And one is a person go to cinema, he comes and say, hey, look, I saw this man. Come on, man. There's a big difference in that. Very big difference. That person came, went quietly, he was hiding, no one must see me. Hey, that Maulana must not see me, this person must see me, oh, my father must not see me, that must see me. When he come out from the cinema, he's different, and that person went to cinema and comes out and boasts about it, there's a very big difference between the two. Well, one person is boasting about it. Now whatever the other is going to follow him doing, all the sin fall upon him too. Now this person quietly, he just went and came out from there. He made tawbah khalas. But this person, yeah, now not make tawbah. He's telling others, hey, go man. This is what it is. How nice it is. I was praising the thing too. Now when he's going to go, he will say, others will go too. Others are going to go too. Who's going to be the, everyone going to be a sinner. So there's a difference between two people. There's a difference. That doesn't mean you will go quietly. Please, hey, don't do that. Just to show you that the difference between two people, one sin is different, one other sin is different. A person may be, that's why they say, a person, Allah says, a person sometimes he regrets for his sin so much. And the moment he thinks of his sin, he begins to cry, Ya Allah, why I committed sin? Allah, forgive me. He does not talk about it. He feels very remorseful about it. He feels very hurt about it. Every day he begins to think, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Please forgive me. He cries and from the sin. That person Allah forgives him very quickly. Because he's not boasting about his sins. But when you begin to boast about your sins, like how today, you know, hey, look, that fellow man, I took him for a ride, man. Don't worry. I took him for a ride, man. There's nothing new that is. I took him for a ride. He tell his friend also enjoying it. I took him for a ride. Oh, that fellow was owing him money. I just took him. Wash, abash, took him. Yeah, he took him. Not there. Here you can bluff the people. There it is in front of everyone. Here you can bluff everyone. There you're going to get there when the time you come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When all the farishtas will be there. All the ummah will be there. Everyone will be there. Where your face? Can you hide anyway? So before that, you rather must make forgiveness. Yeah, but do not boast. Today people are boasting about their sins. They feel that they're doing something. How important it is to you. Oh, I just spoke to a woman just like that, don't worry, man. They talk very high of this. Not realizing that talking like that, Allah does not like. Oh, that person, I just took his money, don't worry. You didn't see how I took his money away. See how I bluffed him. I showed him this thing, I should do something else. So these things may be thinking small, but you don't realize Allah Ta'ala is something else. So sin is something you must have hate for sins. You must have hate for sins. Do not look for status. Look for how I must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. I must, the moment this is a sin, that is a sin also. The sin of zina is so big. The sin of drinking is so big. Slander.
to slander a woman who is pure. Today I know so many people, when they have a small scuffle with their wives, they begin to slander them. And which is not true. They come and cry to her, that husband of mine accusing me of having an affair with another man, and I never saw the man at all. So you mean you are free to say, because you can say whatever you want to, but not realizing that you're saying you're a slander to the woman. So many people do that. And it's gunai kabira, you call it. Gunai kabira was a major sin with a person did not commit a sin. Especially women today, when a husband does something wrong, will say something, that's khalas. He begins to say all kind of dirty things on his mouth, and then he expects his wife to be happy with him. Not like, I won't forget the one incident. I read in the kitab that a very chaste woman passed away. And it so happened that when they were giving her ghusl, one woman put her hand to the private part and said something, which I cannot remember, but was a not good thing to say. And the moment she said that, her hand got caught there. That you are now taking out a fault of someone that has not got the fault. Allah Ta'ala to show them that this woman is not of that kind. The moment she did that, that hand could not come out from there. Some buzugs have to come, have to read something, then only your hand come, then all the time she had to read something and something, the hand was in punishment, in other words. So we think these are small things. We have to be very careful what we say. Slander is a very big thing, a very, very big sin. Those are things. And do not become fearless of your sins, you know, of your sins. Do not fear nothing. You must have fear of this. You must have fear all the time. Man must have fear, commit a sin. The moment you see a person commit a sin, he committed only one sin, how many sins I got? The marvel of a man is this, the wonders of a man. When he looks at a person committing a sin, he immediately says, he only one sin, I did so many sins. He's been like a reflection to him, I've committed the sin. He will never think bad about him, and think bad of himself. And then you think to yourself, he committed the sin, he can make tawbah later. How nice is that buzu said. When you saw the drunkard man, you looked at him very badly, failing to realize that you only looked down at him with a very bad intention. But when he gets sober, he'll cry. Ya Allah, why I'm doing this here? But you have now polluted your inside. With all the seven oceans, you cannot wash it. So how important it is that whatever you do, a sinner must make tawbah all the time. And always think you're a sinner. If someone tells you a sinner, say, I'm a very big sinner. Not small sinner. A person who accepts himself as a sinner, then he'll always make tawbah. The person who knows, I'm not a sinner, he won't make tawbah. And remember, do not delay in tawbah. Do not delay. Make the, I'm a sinner, make tawbah. I must make tawbah state. Like there's so many other things too. Drinking is something very open today. Muslims are drinking. Very open today. Muslims are gambling too. Very open today. And all this is not minor sins, major sins. Haram. Allah Ta'ala made it from the Quran today. So when the Sahabas had so much of muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the law came down, what do you think they did? Immediately they broke everything down, no matter how much they loved it. But yeah, where's our love? All kind of sins and interest is very important in our society today, which is haram. And they make it like, without that I cannot do it. Muslims will talk among them, without interest, we can't do business. We have to do interest. They pass this kind of statements. I don't know if you know about it. You know more than me. Do you mean the statements are good? Indirectly, saying Allah Ta'ala, Inna Awud Billah, Ya Allah, you should make it halal. That was the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. When the person asked him, why is interest haram? He said, I was not doing Allah Ta'ala with haram. Well, Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So we are bringing upon ourselves over this. Sin is a sin. Make tawbah is the part of it. And that's why when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was masoom, 70 times he made a day is the part, then how much important, how much we must make is the part. Allah Ta'ala mulkani tawfiq nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another worst thing is jadu. A person who commits jadu, Maryamba, is a major sin. But don't become everyone. Today we go to fly by night. They could tell you got jadu. Not no one made jadu. Then your mother made jadu. Khalas. Then your father made jadu. Everything becomes jadu. That's also there. So we must be careful. That also. But jadu is a very big sin also. That's what's happening today. That we just see anyone coming. What happened? Oh, your father this to you. Mother this to you. Bichara will break the whole family through. No doubt jadu is around, but not in the way we to carry on. More the time is our head, our mind that something is happening to us, or nothing is happening. Allah amani ifadat ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wal ifdah, wal amana wa husnul khulq wal ridha wal qadar. Rabbana atina nurana wa qina adhaban. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد